Good morning. Good morning. It's lovely to see old friends and some new faces. Good morning. 大家早，很高兴看到老朋友，又看到一些新的菩萨。Before I get started here, I'd like to take this opportunity, which is very precious for me, to express my gratitude for the resident monastics here, monastics, and also all the long-time volunteers who's been, some of them. I was just chatting with one who had been volunteering here, doing everything for over four decades, whose work made it possible for us to have this center, this place of practice, that we can come and learn together and practice together. So I want to, without their work, week after week, we won't have this place. While we, even this temporary place, while with renovations going on, still a piece of pure land in our life. Thank you. I want to express my gratitude. 在开始之前呢，我希望用这个很宝贵的机会啊，感恩这里的常住的法师们，还有在这里长期奉献的义工菩萨们。刚到的时候跟陈大姐聊天啊，就是四十多年呐、啊，在这里啊，这做义工啊，什么都做的啊。是因为这么多菩萨长期在这边奉献啊，每一个礼拜都在这边奉献，我们才有这么好的道场在这边一块学习在这里修行佛法啊，所以啊这是非常不容易，非常感恩啊。So today's topic is let me look at what exactly I wrote. Four Great Vows in Daily Life, Part 2. I believe it's Part 2 because last time I didn't get to finish it. So today I will try to finish the second half of the Four Great Vows, the third and the fourth Great Vows. 今天的题目是怎么用是发誓弘用誓弘誓愿在日常生活里面修行哈。这今天是第二部分，我想我记得是上一次是二月的时候没有讲完所以希望今天可以把它讲完，就是把第三个第四个誓弘誓愿讲完啊。So last time it was in February this year that I talked about the first and second great vows. I don't know, maybe not all of you were here. Maybe just really quickly introduce what the great vows are, so to bring everyone up to speed. 那上一次是二月的时候哈，不是，可能不是每一位菩萨都在这边，那就是很简单的那个介绍一下上次讲了什么，还有那个誓弘誓愿是哪四个誓弘誓愿。The four great vows are: I vow to deliver innumerable sentient beings.I vow to cut off endless vexations. I vow to master limitless approaches to Dharma. I vow to attain supreme Buddhahood. 那誓弘誓愿是哪四个？就是众生无边誓愿度，烦恼无尽誓愿断，法门无量誓愿学，佛道无上誓愿成。And I was talking about how for many people this set of four great vows is very intimidating. They sound just pretty impossible for one to fulfill. And when one feels a little intimidated by that, it's easy for one to think of it merely as some lines we say in rituals, because very often we may say it before meal offering, or is part of a service, morning and evening service, and we just think that, oh, I'm just saying it because obviously I'm not going to be able to do it, And if we do that, we would be missing an opportunity to make use of these four lines to inform and really deepen our practice in our daily life. 那上次我讲到呢，这几个四弘誓愿哈，听起来好像好难哦，怎么这是度无量的众生呐、啊？那个、大概这是没可能的，我自己都没有办法救啊哈，所以呢，大概就是没可能的啦。那如果我们这样的想的时候呢，可能就会呢，变成呢，觉得在讲在发这个四弘誓愿的时候，我有就好像是只是讲而已，就是我跟着大家念这几句四弘誓愿，可是心里面就觉得呢，这个是跟我没有什么大关系的哈，就会觉得哎，很多时候菩萨们可能有试过在那个用斋之前呐、啊，或是早课有做早课晚课啊，的时候呢，有念个这个四弘誓愿。在念的时候呢，觉得这只是跟着大家念，好像念什么不同的字，可是觉得跟自己没有什么关系的，因为觉得没有办法做到，太大了这个愿。那如果我们是这样想的话呢，我们就错失了一个宝贵的机会呢，利用这个四弘誓愿来让我们呢深入佛法，让我们可以用佛法呢在我们的生活里面帮助我们呢。So I was talking about delivering innumerable sentient beings rather than thinking about how am I supposed to deliver sentient beings all over the world, billions of them. We can actually really actualize this vow by making the vow to bring joy to everyone we encounter in our life. Within our ability and refrain from causing harm to them. Every single person that we encounter, starting from people close to us, our family members, not just once, every time we see them, every time, every day, as well as people who are strangers that we encounter on the street, on the bus,if we have an opportunity, I'm not talking about just randomly talking to everybody we run into, right? So if the opportunity presents itself, that we practice remembering to respond to them in a way that make them feel, for example, respected, recognized, seen. So in these small ways, day in and day out, it is a way for us to deliver innumerable sentient beings. 那上次我讲到那个第一个四弘誓愿的第一个众生无边誓愿度，很多菩萨就听到这个第一个就觉得这个没可能啊，怎么可能度所有的众生呢、啊？这世界这几亿人呐、啊，几十亿人那个，我没可能呐、啊，可以度把这些众生都度了啦，所以就会有这样的想法。可是呢，其实我们是可以把它用成在我们生活里面，我们可以发愿，就是我们生活里面碰到的任何的人，任何的一个人，我们都可以修行，记得要带给这一个众生喜乐，在我们的能力之内。而不要给他们带来痛苦。我们可以从我们身边的人开始，而不是做一次哦，就是我们家人呐、啊、身边的人呐、啊，是每一次看到他们，我们都练习修行，记得带给他们欢乐，不要给他们痛苦。这个其实不是很容易做到啦。那然后慢慢呢，我们可以就是其他的不认识的，自己不认识的陌生人啊，平常在街上面碰到的人啊，在巴士上面碰到的人啊，我不是说这是无缘无故就随时随地在跟人家聊天啊，我不是这样讲，有机会因缘 让我们有机会跟这个众生互动的时候，我们练习修行，记得在我们的能力之内带给这位众生啊欢乐，不要给这位众生痛苦，可能就是让这位觉生觉得啊受尊重，在我们的言行的之间，这样子就已经是啊带给这位众生喜乐了。And when it comes to vowing to cut off endless vexations, so again, this word "endless" is intimidating. Like it's like oh, it just like feels really onerous and perhaps some people may read it as hopeless. I really I thought I have dealt with these vexations, and you mean like it's endless, you know? And one may easily fall into despair and things there's no way I would just remain this terrible person. And so this is certainly not the intention of this vow. 那第二个啊，圣誓愿的第二项呢，就是烦恼无尽誓愿断。哈，那也是菩萨听到这个第二个这个圣誓愿的第二项呢，可能也会觉得啊，这个烦恼，我以为我很努力修行啦。然后我以为我一些很重的烦恼都已经有去处理了，用修行的方法呢，那个烦恼没有那么重了。而这个誓愿跟我讲呢，我的烦恼是不尽的，而很容易呢，让我们呢身心里面呢想起，觉得，哎呀，这个就是没有希望了。那个我就是就如果烦恼之事无尽的，那我怎么办呢？我是不是一这一生都是这么糟糕啊？哈，可能会有这样子的想法哈。如果是这样想呢，就是误会了这一个第二个誓愿的重点了哈。So instead of missing the point of what this great vowing to cut off endless vexation, we can make use of this to motivate ourselves to really see that, yeah, like a moment after moment is an opportunity for us to observe whether we are giving rise to vexations that cause ourselves suffering and also maybe causing harm to others around us without us intending to do so. The fact that we have done it in the last few moments or even the last couple of days, making sure that we don't give rise to vexations, doesn't mean that in this unfolding moment we are entirely free from vexations already. So it motivates us to really be diligent with our practice without being complacent. 那不要误会这个誓愿的是让我们觉得呢这个烦恼呢是无尽，就是我们没有希望了哈，一时就永远都是这么糟糕了。这个誓愿呢，如果我们好好的利用它在我们的日常修行里面呢，就可以呢作为我们日常生活的一个原动力，让我们呢时时刻刻记得呢要好好关照我们的起心动念，这一刻我们的起心动念，我们的言行有没有，是不是在生烦恼的，是不是在生烦恼来让我们自己痛苦的，然后在我们生烦恼然后的起那个言行呢，是造成其他人的痛苦，造成其他人的痛苦。那就算呢我们修行很精进，我们可能觉得啊，我这一刻这一刹那之前好久哦，几分钟几个小时几天我都很静静的就修行哦，就是在看我有没有在 在生烦恼哈。可是之前修行呢，那这一刻呢，这一刹那呢，不代表之前修行呢，这一刹那就不需要修行啊、哦。不代表之前一直有修行，就不代表这一个刹那，我们的习性没有又升起，又让我们在生烦恼哈、哦。所以呢，当我们好好记得呢，每一个新的刹那，都是新的机会，让我们好好的关照我们的起心动念。这个就是意思。如果我们不这样子关照，烦恼就会又撑起来了，因为我们有这样子的起心。So remembering how to go about a practice this way.We'll remember that, like, what it means by endless vexation is that, well, like, there is going to be new moments arising that will be opportunity for either our habitual tendencies to take over or as an opportunity for us to remember engaging in the practice of watching our mind so that we don't allow our habitual tendencies of reacting to situations.With vexations to take over and over again. And of course, endless vexation also refers to the notion that we might feel that we have dealt with some of our very obvious vexations, but they are a very much more subtle level of very ingrained, entrenched, self-centered attachments.Habits that we are entirely unaware of that propel us to act in ways that self-serving without us knowing, to act in ways that make people feel hurt and we thought we were helping them. You might encounter someone like that, maybe yourself has seen that tendency.That I want to help you, people who go around, I want to help you. And it's like with the good intention that I'm here to help you. And the person hearing this, they don't feel helped. They feel disrespected. They feel that when you say, I want to help you, what you are saying is that I'm incompetent. There's something wrong with me. That's why you think I need help.So without knowing, we keep hurting this person because we have not been able to see into the underlying habitual tendencies that's propelling such action that we think we are going to help this person. Maybe the underlying habitual tendency is the idea that, oh yeah, I got this all figured out. I'm better than you. I'm better than most people.I know how to live a life. I can come help you fix your life. Maybe we have such idea in our mind without knowing it, but without being aware of such thought pattern playing out over and over and over again, we act in this way and we thought we are being a good person, being helpful to go and help others, help fix them, fix their life. Meanwhile,Actually, those people feel hurt or feel disempowered. 那当然呢，徐飞那个烦恼无尽誓愿断，也是呢提醒我们呢，我们的烦恼呢不是那么容易看清楚的。我们刚开始修行的时候。一些那个重的烦恼哈，好像很容易发脾气啊，这些重烦恼呢，就觉得哦，我修行之后呢，好像脾气没有那么坏了哈，就好像觉得我就好了啊，我就没有烦恼了，现在哈，就觉得自己那重的烦恼了啊，已经消，已经就是处理掉了，就觉得都好了，我的修行都已经成果了啊，有成果了，就不用再修行了。可是呢， 那个诗愿里面讲烦恼无尽啊，就是提醒我们呢、啊，我们的烦恼呢，学了一些这些这么很明显的重的粗的烦恼呢，我们其实有非常多很微细的烦恼的，我们是自己没有看到的，没有好好认真的去修行，去关照我们的心，我们是看不到的。我们看不到这些烦恼呢，还是然后继续让这些维系的烦恼来控制我们的言行，控制我们的起心动念，然后呢一直呢在伤害我们身边的人，还不知道自己在伤害我们身边的人，还一直以为我们在做好事。有可能菩萨有这样子的经验，可是或是自己有这样子的经验哈，看到其他人或者自己做这事情，有一些菩萨呢常常就跟其他人说啊，让我来，我帮你啦，我帮你，我告诉你这样子啦，我在帮你啦，整天就是在要帮助身边的其他的人。那这位菩萨是希望，因为觉得自己希望可以帮助其他人哈，是善良的，哈。可是呢，这些菩萨呢，他希望帮助的这些菩萨哈，不觉得自己受到帮助，而是会觉得自己受到伤害。因为当我们跟他说我要帮助你，他觉得他听到的就是，你觉得我需要帮助，是因为你觉得很没有用啦。你觉得是你是觉得我没有用嘛？我做的我这是有问题啦，我做的是我有问题呢？你觉得我不会，我有一些很重要的事情我不懂处不会处理，所以你觉得你要来帮助我，你要帮助我，告诉我怎么去处理我的生命。这些可菩萨会觉得受了伤害，一直在跟人家讲你没有用了。你没有用，让我来帮你吧。可是呢，一直这样子的过程里面呢，我们不知道，我们以为我是好心，我要帮助你啊，我要帮助你啊，是没有人说是要去伤害其他人的。那这样发生什么事情呢？就是呢，维系的烦恼没有看到。我什么叫维系的烦恼？因为这位菩萨可能有很维系的烦恼，心里面是觉得我很行啦，我都这些怎么什么东西都已经发现了，我已经发现了圆美的做人之道，让我来告诉你吧，我告诉你吧，我来教你，我来帮助你吧。这个就是就算一件是高傲啦啊，自大的心态。可是自己看不到，自己看不到，因为自己看不到，所以在自己的言行里面跟其他人的互动就这样子发挥出来，伤害其他人自己都不知道。 So that's what I mean by vexations being endless, and it requires forever more diligent practice to deepen our understanding of what's going on at the ever more subtle level of our mind without being complacent. 这个就是我的意思，说烦恼是无尽的，所以我们呢是要一直越来越精进的修行，越来越精进的修行，才可以有机会可以关照到越来越维系的烦恼，越来越维系的习性。 The more subtle these habitual tendencies, the stronger our attachments to them, because we have been perpetuating them in our entire lifetime.Which means is they are more, ever more difficult to let go of. That's why it requires ever more courage, determination, and diligence. 那越是维系的烦恼，越难放下，因为我们越是维系的，就是我们一直一直在提起，都不知道。注意要这样的想法。所以呢，越是维系的烦恼呢，越放下是越困难，那个执着是越重的，那个自我中心的执着是越重的。那第二，这意思是说，这是我们的要下更大的决心，跟那个静心心来修行，才可以好好的断这些维系的烦恼。So, the determination, courage I was talking about would be necessary in order to really cut off these sever, these endless vexations. So the third great vow, I vow to master limitless approaches to Dharma. Again, another one that is quite intimidating. It seems quite difficult for me to even get to master the what I have learned already. So, like, again, it can make one feel pretty helpless in the face of this vow. And again, we can make use of it. Instead of feeling discouraged, we can make use of it to deepen our commitment to the practice. 那第三个誓愿就是法门无量誓愿学啊，这个也是一看到觉得啊，好像好没可能啦。我现在学的那个一个法门，我就觉得学来学去都学不好了，还要学无量的都要学啊，好啊，那怎么办啊？我是又是另外一个觉得很难很没有可能做到的事情哈。那我们要学习呢，记得不要让我们呢这样子的觉得哦没可能啦，就想放弃的心态，这个是一个习性来解读这一个誓愿，而是呢学习怎么样可以用这一个法门无量誓愿学这个愿呢来好好的修行，把我们的修行呢越来越深化。Some people understand this vow as going to learn all methods and practices of all Buddhist tradition. It's like all the Dharma. Right? It's like, okay, well, that means I have to go, not Chan is not enough, I need more Zen, I need to learn Theravadan, Tibetan, all the methods and their theories and sutras and feel that this is pretty impractical. Or maybe some people actually try to do that, but probably not be able to do it well in terms of mastering. And indeed, this is not going to be very practical for most of us. 很多菩萨呢觉得呢哦，就是法门无量誓愿学的意思呢就是把所有的不同的方法跟那个佛法不同的派系的佛法都把它学习。那所以我们是禅宗不，就那禅宗呢，中国禅、日本禅，然后内观、南传的，然后那个藏教、密教全部都学，然后把他们的经啊、经论啊，都全部都把它念完学下来，这个就是这个意思哈。那当然，如果是这样子的，觉得大部分人就觉得没可能啦，这个是不实际的。还有呢，学了也不会很精，也不会很了解哈。那这个是真的，对大部分菩萨呢，这个是没有可能的。As practitioners, we indeed have very limited time and energy. So to really learn a method of practice and go deeply will probably take up most of our available time and energy.In fact, Master Shen Yan recommended us to choose a method a method that we have affinity with, and stick with it so that we can become very proficient at using it in our practice. Right? So you can see he was not promoting we go and learn all the different meditation methods. Right? 那我们去修行啊，事实上是我们的时间跟精力是有限的。 所以，如果是我们是真正的教学习，好好学习而修行一门一个方法呢，已经很不容易了，大家都把我们的时间都用尽了啊。所以呢，再去学其他的方法也不是很实际。而圣严师父也有跟我们讲，教导我们呢，说呢。 其实我们是应该找一个跟我们是相应的方法，然后找到这个方法了之后呢，我们就好好的去修行，用这个方法，用着这个方法修行，让我们呢可以深入一门深入，好好的很对这个方法是非常熟悉。 非常熟悉，这样子呢，我们就可以很顺利的、很圆融的这样用这个方法来在我们的修行里面。所以呢，圣严师父也不是叫我们呢，到处学什么，藏教也学，什么南传也学，全部都学，然后门门都不是很清楚，不是很熟，不是这个意思哈。 So how do we vow to master limitless approaches to Dhamma? We can start with vowing to master how to use our method. Very often, practitioners are impatient and a little bit greedy. Soon after they learn the breath method, very often I encounter this in retreats. You just learn the breath method, and then I heard about the huato. You know, what is that about? And they want to learn how to do the huato, and then they want, oh, and you know, the silent illumination sounds really good. You know, I want to learn how to do silent illumination, when one doesn't quite even know how to use the breath method, at all. Right. So. Before one even really know how to use the breath method to settle the mind, which is really the most basic starting point of the practice, going off and wanting to learn all these other methods may not be very practical. How is one supposed to really learn those other methods well? So how about we start with vowing to master the method we have learned already to really get to know how to use it. 那如果是这样子，我们怎么样去实行法门无量誓愿学呢？或许我们可以从发愿把我们 的已经学到的方法，好好的学习。很多时候呢，有时候我在那个禅期的时候，常常碰到一些学员就是有一点不够耐性哈，还有有些时候是比较贪，有点贪心哈。 刚刚学了，刚刚学了属习学习的方法，还不是很清楚，还不是很熟，还不是怎么，还不是很清楚怎么去用这个方法，就来问，哎，我有看见这个书说有这个什么话头的方法哈，可以这个顿悟的法门呐，然后我那个可以教我一下吗？我很想学，现在就学，啊，或是呢，我听到这个有这个墨照的方法，然后听上去好像很。 好像很像哇，这个那个墨照，
啊，这个可以也效想要学。
啊，那可是呢，这位菩萨呢，连数息是怎么样数都不懂，还是不是很熟？啊，那怎么样可以有这个已经安定下来的心来参话头呢？来默照呢？啊，所以呢，第一步或许我们就可以发愿，把我们已经有机会学到的佛法跟方法，好好的学，好好的练习，好好的修行，让我们知道，真的我知道，好好的揣摩怎么样去修行，去用这个方法。So vowing to master limitless approaches to Dharma means that after finding a method that we have affinity with, we vow to work with it. Work it with it, meaning to work with ourselves, work with our body and mind, to figure out how to use this method, to learn about all its subtleties, to learn about perhaps the pitfalls we fall into so that we get lost in the process of using this method. And before we know it, going way off until we have an opportunity to seek guidance from a teacher to correct our practice. So what I refer to is to really learn about how we react when the body feels a certain way, how the counting works, if we're talking about a counting the breath method, how the counting works in our mind, and how not to be too lax or too tense in our use of the method, etc. This would take quite a bit of work to figure out, working with ourselves. So, patience. When we have truly mastered one method, then it is actually much easier for us to learn other methods, because through the mastery of this one method, we have learned how to practice. Before we do that, we only can touch and scratch the surface of other methods. 那我说这刚才讲的法门无量誓愿学的意思呢，就是当我们找到一个跟我们相应的方法之后呢，我们发愿要好好的学习怎么去修行这个方法。这个意思就是说，怎么样用这个方法，这跟我们的身心是怎么样去把这个方法用在我们有已经有的身心里面，然后呢去发现这个方法维系的地方。因为我们听到主席讲几句就讲完了，好像很容易，可是修行起来不是很容易，因为我们自己的习性的问题。意思就是说，我们在那个揣摩这个方法怎么用我们的身心的去用这个方法的过程里面，我们好好去看去学习这个方法是怎么去用的，有什么地方呢很容易会有出了问题呢，自己都不知道，然后呢走得越来越远，直到呢有机会跟一位老师小餐，那看看呢是哪里出了问题。好， 怎么样去好好的学习这个方法，好像就是如果是数息的话，好好的关照自己的身心的反应啊，当我们在数息的时候，在我们的心这个数息是怎么样发生，我们是怎么样去做的然后呢还有就是怎么样去修行的时候不是太紧张不是太松，就是坐下来常常那个心是不明净的，是糊里糊涂的。可是怎么去揣摩，找一个方法是自己可以找到不太紧不太松的方式才修行，这些都是要用要很耐心的，我们慢慢的揣摩出来这个讲数息的方法讲几句就讲完了，可是修行是要用很长的过程才知道可以揣摩出来的。当我们呢真正的可以很清楚知道这一个方法是怎么用，一个方法是怎么用的时候呢，当我们去学新的方法呢，我们就会觉得很得心应手，因为我们已经好好学习到怎么样修行。那如果我们是到处这个又学一下那个又学一下，每一个没有一个是真正的学到怎么去修行呢，是没有什么大用的。So here I've been talking about methods of meditation, but approaches to Dharma include other aspects of our practice. Aspects such as how to make vows, how to cultivate faith, how to cultivate right diligence, how to develop right view.On and on. So it's not just about learning how to use a method of meditation. These are all approaches to Dharma, and we vow not just to learn them, read about them, listening to someone give talks about them, but to really understand what they mean and apply them in our lives. That's also whatVowing to master limitless approaches to Dharma means. 那这里我在刚才讲的都是讲打坐修心的方法哈，有些是数息有些菩萨是学念佛的方法，这是修心的方法哈。可是呢这里讲法门是不只是这些打坐的方法哈，法门包括其他我们修行的范畴，好像呢这个包括怎么发愿呢，怎么发大愿，怎么样去升起信心，还有把自己的信心越来越强，怎么样去修那个正勤，努力的修行，可是是怎么样正确的精进的修行，怎么样去升起正见，还有很多很多。那就是我们在学习佛法的过程里面有听过的佛法的教导哈，这些都是法门呢。那我们呢说法门无量誓愿学的意思，就是不只是
去学习他们，看书啦，看佛书啦，听那个演讲啦，听那个开示啦，听了之后学到了，那怎么办呢？这意思是说，而是要好好的去了解它，听了看了之后，哎，这个是什么意思？我了不了解？然后呢，怎么样去好好了解？就是把它应用在我们的生活里面。我又应用在，反正佛法是拿来用的，不是拿来听、拿来学、拿来看的。我们应用过的时候，我们就发现哪里不了解，我们就可以再学，再去好好的深入的学习。So this way, it's important to remind ourselves these approaches to Dharma, really teachings we hear about, we read about. We like to read Dharma books, on and on, read about them. Ultimately, the Dharma is for using, applying, integrating in our life. They are not just some words to entertain us. They're not reading materials. They're not lectures that entertain our mind to fill our time. They are there for us to really contemplate and understand and integrate into our life. And when we try to use them in our life, that is when we realize, I actually didn't really understand it. I didn't understand it as much as I thought I did when I was reading that book, that when I was reading it sounded really good. It sounded like I understood all this. It's clearly, very clear. But when we try to make use of it, it's like, oh, that, I, what? And when we do that, then we can find ourselves being motivated to learn more about it, to contemplate it more, to really figure out, maybe seek out clarification from a teacher. Find out where we have gone wrong in our understanding, perhaps based on our preconceived notions. Wrong view, erroneous views, based on our habit of self-centered attachment to certain views. And that is the process that this vow, I vow to master limitless approaches to Dharma, is about. 所以呢，当我们在利用在用佛法，发现自己不是很了解的时候，可能就会发现自己不了解的地方是有可能跟自己的已经有的我见有关系的。我们很执着这些我见或许一些不增见，很执着的一些不增见，这让我们呢对这些法门呢是理解错误了，或是没有办法清楚的理解。那这样子呢，我们就有机会呢，或是去再去学习啦，再去找善知识那个跟他们请教啦，那让我们有机会呢把我们的不正见理清，这样子慢慢慢慢我们就真正是可以呢好好的学习这些法门。这个就是法门无量誓愿学这个过程，我们好好的学习，好好的应用，然后发现我们有什么问题再学习，才是好好的越来越清楚，对佛法越来越清楚。佛法不是用来好像这些小说啊用来看的用娱乐我们自己的听开示不是来用来娱乐我们自己的，是好好的认真的去学来关照我们自己的方法。So here I talk about making vows as an example. Perhaps I can elaborate it a little bit
of course, this whole talk is about making vows. So it involves reflecting on what the vows mean and cultivating the right attitude. Of course, it will involve in our process of reflection, we may realize that we had not the quite right in attitude. So, of course, the whole process involves identifying the wrong attitude and having the courage of letting go those attitudes, which might not be so easy. We might be quite attached to them. That's what self-attachment is about. Instead of saying that these vows are just abstract wishes, I was talking about it earlier, but to think about how to realize these vows and do our best to actualizing the vows in our daily life. 那刚才我说其中这个法门呢，其中一个例子就是说，要学习怎么样发愿。那当然，这个题目都是在讲怎么发愿哈。怎么发愿？学习怎么发愿？这意思是什么？首先就是我们要先思考怎么我们发这些愿是什么意思的，而不是把只是念这些愿就算了，念的就算了，哦，我已经发了愿了，不是这样子哈。然后呢，就是要看自己的心态是不是正确的。面对这些的愿，这些大愿，是不是正发愿的心态是不是正确的？那当然，这个过程里面就是有包括发现自己的心态是有点误差，有点一些有问题的心态哈。然后呢，也要这个过程里面也包括发现有一些有问题的心态呢，是由一个勇气去把这些心态放下，这个不是很容易的，因为我们呢对我们的心态都很执着的，那些就是自我中心的执着，就是对我们的心态、我们的想法很执着，因为我们觉得是对的嘛，这样的想法很有理由，就一直在变这样子，这个就是其中一个过程。已经不是很简单的过程了哈，而不是呢跟自己讲啊，这些就是一些很高层次的或是很遥远的那些愿啊，都跟我没有什么关系的，而是呢很认真的去思考怎么样可以把这些大愿呢好好在我们的生命里面实现出来，而不是讲，而不是想，是真正的把它实现出来。So for example, to practice, I was talking about to practice doing our best to bring joy and refrain from causing harm to each sentient being we come into contact with, right?After we hear this, or we think of this as a way to practice delivering innumerable sentient beings in our daily life, it's not enough just to keep it as a nice idea, or like one of those million New Year resolutions that we come up with, we never do anything with it.So we think about how to actually realize it, actualize it in our daily life. Right. 那好像刚才讲了啊，第一个释弘誓愿的第一个众生无边誓愿度，其中一个方法去修行呢，一个理解呢，就是呢来修行呢每一个我们生活里面碰到的每一个众生，碰到他们的时候呢，就是呢我们能力范围里面呢，就是给这位众生带来欢乐，不要让他们痛苦。那这个
做法呢，你肯定听到，哎，这个是蛮好的哈，那个想法蛮好的，只是有这个想法呢是不够的哈，有这个好的想法，觉得哎蛮好的想法不够的哈，而是要很认真真正的想到，在实行在我们的生活里面，才是真正的是在发愿了。So for example, how do we actualize it? For those of us who drive cars, I know some of you don't. You may not, or for you take bus, maybe that works for you. Or take public transportation. So for you, you take bus, you may encounter the bus driver. For those of us who drive, we encounter the gas station attendant. I live in New Jersey, so they pump our gas for us. These are people who serve hundreds of people every day, but nobody really treat them as a human being, per se. They are just kind of like a machine. Like, they're just there. They're just there. Like, nobody really acknowledge their existence. Okay. If you ever had such a job, you will be able to relate to that. It's quite difficult, actually. Probably they get used to it, but it's still unpleasant. So we're not talking about giving these people extra tip or anything. That's not what we're talking about. Talking about being really, remembering to be fully present when we have this brief moment of interacting with this person. For example, the gas station attendant. I hand over my credit card, tell them what to pump, to really make full eye contact, to acknowledge this person as a full human being right here in front of us. Not just some random, whatever, faceless person doing something. Just something like this means a great deal for this person, because this person is reminded that he or she is not just a machine, not just a dispensable worker, but a full human being worthy of respect and full attention by another human being. So we're not talking about something that is we have to go out of our way to do, or if spending a bunch of extra money, something being practiced, remembering being fully present with someone we encounter so that we have an opportunity to acknowledge his or her full humanity, which actually is in short supply in this day and age. 那打一个做一个例子啦。因为我自己是住在纽泽西的，所以呢我是常要开车哈，开车就要去加油，加油就在加油站，那个纽泽西那边呢加油站就有一个工人在帮我们加油的，跟纽约不一样哈。或许呢不开车的菩萨我就会坐巴士，我上巴士的时候有看碰到那个司机哈。我们呢日常生活里面常常碰到这一些众生哈。那这些众生呢，他们的工作呢，一天到晚碰到或是几十、几百、几千个人。虽然他们常常碰到人，可是呢，不是很多人呢有去好好的让他们觉得他们是一个人。很多时候菩萨呢去加入就是一直在台上听讲电话哈，然后就把那个credit card 就塞给他，我加油这样子就不管了，或是上巴士就是一直在讲电话，就然后就看他一眼都没有看的，那这些菩萨当然呢又已经习惯了哈，可是呢还是每一次发生都是一个对他的一个伤害，因为都是让他觉得他不是一个人，他只是一个在那边做这个
出国的一个什么工具，不是一个人、啊、所以呢我一直在讲，是不是说碰到这些众生的时候啊，多给他钱给他贴，不是不是，当我们啊，好像我去加油站的加油的时候啊，那只是很短的时间，几秒钟，他来问你要加什么油，加多少，那我们给那个信用卡给他的时候跟他讲要用什么，好好的，我们是的心是完全在这个当下，跟这位众生讲要什么油多少钱，是我们是传付，我们的心是完全在这边跟他有那个眼神的接触，跟他讲我是跟一个人讲话的，我现在是跟一个人讲话，这个是好像很小的事情，可是对这位众生是一很重要的，因为我们这样子的做法，这让这位众生提醒这位众生，我是一个人，我不是一个机器，我不是一个好像都可以有可以没有的一个什么东西。在这我们现在生活的社会里面呢，其实很少哈、啊，很少人会记得做这些事情，所以这样子不是说很麻烦，不是花我们很多时间，花我们什么钱，就已经可以度众生了。好，所以就是在我们的生活里面的点点滴滴都可以有机会度众生，我们是不是有记得去发这个愿，是不是记得去学修行，记得做这个事情而已。 So what this means is that our daily life is filled with opportunity to deliver sentient beings. It doesn't take extra time, extra money, no, just our presence, just our full presence. It's a matter of us rememberingto make this vow, which then remind us to remember to practice it every time we encounter a human being, to acknowledge his or her full humanity. So here, when we're talking about practicing, actualizing this practice of bringing joy and refraining from causing harmto each and sentient being we encounter. It's about vowing to seize every opportunity in the present moment to put this vow into practice. What that will involve is to overcome our habits, our inertia, and our resistance to change our way.Or some other people would say to get out of our comfort zone. Right. 所以呢，这个意思就是说呢，在我们的生活里面是有很多机会可以让我们去修行哦，修行这个啊，在每一次碰到众生的时候呢，就修行啊，为带给他啊离苦得乐。常常有这机会多得很，机会多得很，啊，就是我们修行呢，怎么去，在这个当下，在这个当下就记得做这个事情，啊，可是呢，开始的时候不是很容易，因为我们有我们的习性，还有啊，我们的习性就把我们的惯性，我就不看人的嘛，我就或者我习惯，我就去上车就一直在讲电话，常常都是这样子，啊，改这些习性，改这些习惯是不容易的，不容易。还有呢，就是很多人都是不想改变，我一直就是这样，我就是这样子，就不想改变。这些惯性，这些都是我们怎么样去啊？学习去改变过来， 就是我们修行法门无量誓愿学的其中的一门功课。In this way, when we practice in this way, when we encounter extremely difficult situation in life, such as that of a loved one dying, we might like to tell ourselves how we can let go and this and that, and just when we encounter that situation, it's going to be very challenging. We will need everything we have learned in our Dharma practice, right view of impermanence, clarity of everything that arises in our mind, vowing to truly understand our vexations so that we can respond appropriately and apply all of these Dharma approaches we had vowed to master skillfully. And we do that, then when we encounter with these very challenging situations in our life, then we are able to get through them without causing ourselves more suffering and causing others more suffering. So that is also what mastering limitless approaches to Dharma means. 那在我们的生命里面一定会碰到一些非常非常困难的时刻，比如说我们身边很亲的人啊快要往生了哦，我们可以修行跟自己讲，我要放无常啊，放下啊，我都很放下啦，这讲讲讲很会讲，可是到真的发生的时候都是非常困难的，非常困难的。在这些很困难的时间，我们就会需要我们用到我们学所有学到修行过的法门哦，对无常的正见，还有可以清清楚楚的关照到心里面每一个起心动念，还有怎么样去发愿好好的知道了解自己的烦恼，刚才讲了维系的烦恼，包括维系的烦恼，那怎么样去不要把它不要再升起这些烦恼。在这些很困难的时候，所有我们有学习过修行过佛法都会用得上。那怎么样去把我们学过的佛法好好的运用，也是法门无量誓愿学里面其中一门的功课。 So when we vow to master limitless approaches to Dharma, we use every opportunity to apply our method and everything we have learned to support our practice. In this way, we are always striving to deepen our understanding of these various approaches to Dharma. Along the way, we keep learning new things, new meditation methods, new way to understand a concept that shed light on an aspect that was previously obscured to us. In a way, in this process, we are really deepening our understanding of ourselves by learning to work with ourselves. 所以当我们呢发愿就是无量法门无量誓愿学这个愿的时候呢，意思就是说我们利用每一个机会去用我们的方法去运用我们学习的佛法。 这样子呢，这个过程里面我们就一直啊，一直都一直孜孜不倦的去要啊，越来越深入了解这些不同的法门。在过程里面呢，我们就会一直在学习新的东西，新的东西。我们学习新的东西，不是说想要把它啊很贪心，我要学这个学那个，而是啊。就你希望更深入了解去修行，哦哦，这个我要了解这个，就会学了新的东西，学了新的啊，不是打坐的方法啦，或者是啊，再去学习新的，去了解一个一个观念的方啊的方法啦，啊，这个不都是就让我们不一直。要学习。那其实呢，在这个过程里面呢，当我们就是一直在不断的深入的了解我们自己。当我们一直在学习怎么样运用方法佛法来修行的时候。In this way, we can maintain our beginner's mind. I see it outside the door, our beginner's mind. As we remind ourselves that there are still a lot to learn. In this way, the practice will never become stale as we encounter new challenges presented by being in a new stage in life or changes in our roles and relationships.Our vow will motivate us to learn new things, maybe new skills, knowledge that may not seem to appear Buddhist, but will allow us to engage in the practice in a new way. That might surprise us. I still remember watching Shifu embrace his new responsibilities.And learn new skills when he participated in all those international religious leaders' meetings. It was something entirely new to him. Many new things to learn. Learn about the etiquette of other religions, how to interact with other religious leaders, how to negotiate and maneuver among the politics, working withdifferent religious leaders, and he made it part of his practice. So that may not, those skills may not seem Buddhist, but really committing to learning these new skills, way to challenge one's preconceived notions and resistance to change.Or again, getting out of one's comfort zone. 那当我们这样子修行的时候呢，我们就是可以呢，一直就是有这个初心啊。我们外面有写初心，初学者的心。就是呢，我们常常会提醒自己，我们还有很多东西要学习啊。其实我们只是一个刚刚开始学习了。这样子呢，我们的修行呢就不会变成好像很枯燥。哦，我就学着学，修来修来，修来修去都是这样子。我们一直是有新的东西在学的。然后，好像当我们呢碰到新的挑战，新的挑战，或者是人生到一个新的阶段了，或是人生有一些很大的改变。或是我们有新的角色，新的关系，甚至你新的角色跟关系，都是要需要我们要去重新去学习，我们这个愿发这个愿法门无量誓愿学呢，就会让我们呢提醒我们一直要学习，一直要学习，有时候学习的东西呢，好像看上去不是什么佛法、佛教的东西，可是呢，还是会让我们呢有机会呢， 用一个新的方式来学习我们的修行的。那我还记得呢，大概有一些菩萨都记得，2000年之后，师父就有去参加很多国际的宗教领袖的会议哈。那这师父是其中一个宗教领袖理事会的会长啊。那些呢，都是那个时候呢，都是对师父来讲是非常新的东西。师父就一直在学习其他宗教他们的礼仪啦，怎么样跟其他宗教领袖怎么样跟他们互动啦。那在互动的期间，就是这个去成立那个宗教领袖理事会，里面有很多很复杂的事情啊，怎么样去处理，都是新的东西，师父都是愿意去学。那刚刚看上去好像那个好像不是佛法哈，可是呢，就是愿意去学这些新的领域的东西，就是让自己有机会呢，可以看到自己之前有什么没有看到的自己一些习性，或是自己没有看到的一些问题，就有机会可以用这个机会去修行了。So, I'm at risk of running out of time for this topic again. So I want to talk about the fourth vow. I vow to attain supreme Buddhahood. 好像这个时间又不够了。那个看这第四个佛大无上誓愿成。This is a vow that reminds us that we too can attain Buddhahood.Which again, feel like, I don't know, like Buddha's over there. I'm not going to be attaining Buddhahood. So, 那这个愿呢，就是提醒我们呢，我们都也是可以成佛的。作为一个众生，我们可以成佛的。大概有一些菩萨听到。成佛大概不行啦，但是佛在那一面哦，我不成佛，在这里修行好了，不讲成佛了哈，可能会有这样的想法。However, vowing to attain supreme Buddhahood, one main purpose is to help us not to become self-satisfied, thinking thatin our own way we have arrived, maybe in our own way thinking, oh, my practice is pretty good, you know, and I don't suffer very much, I think I'm all right, and sort of stop practicing or just sort of like think that I can keep it here and not vowing, forgetting the previous vows, to vow to master limitless approaches to Dharma. So, and in factMaster Shen Yan talk about this all the time. Even for those who have experienced enlightenment, there's still a great deal of work to do to work with one's vexations. And it is only through that we will be able to attain Buddhahood. So this vow, the key point of this vow isremind us not to be complacent, not to be easily self-satisfied in our practice. 那这个佛大无上誓愿成这个愿啊，主要就是要提醒我们呢，我要成佛，就是呢不要很容易就自满了。有一些菩萨修行了很多年了，一段时间了，那觉得我这修行就蛮好啦，我都不是没有什么烦恼啦，我心都蛮安定了，没有问题啊就好了，就不成佛不要讲那么了，就这个就是有点自满了，就觉得是 OK， 我就要这样子就好了啊。如果有这样子的心态了， 就会忘记法门无量誓愿学啦，还怎么学？有什么好学啊？我就觉得我蛮好了嘛。师父常常会讲，就算是已经有开悟的经验的人，他们还是要有很多烦恼要面对，要修行的。哦，连有些就算有开悟的经验的人，还是要继续修行，更努力修行，应该是更努力修行哈。So let's think about it. Even for those who have experienced enlightenment, they have a lot of work to do. How much it is true for those who have not experienced enlightenment. So, as stated in the Platform Sutra, the Sixth Patriarch mentioned one thought of enlightenment, one thought of Buddhahood, referring to the idea that in the moment one is awakened to one's true nature, one is no different from Buddha in that moment, alluding to the fact that, yeah, it is possible for one to see Buddha nature the exact same way Buddha realized it. And if thought after thought one is awakened, thought after thought one is no different from Buddha. The thing is that sentient beings are too habituated to being asleep. So moments of clarity are usually followed by our falling back into our habitual torpor of ignorance, meaning ignorance of true nature reality, and going back to our habitual deeply entrenched habitual tendencies of dualistic thinking and self-centered attachment to our pre-existing views. We just like these views. We're addicted to them. Even though we have a moment of clarity seeing that those views are wrong. Very clear. 在谈经六祖谈经里面呢，六祖有讲到这一句，一念觉，一念佛，意思是说，在一个刹那里面，这一念，如果我们是这个觉悟到我们的自信的是怎么样的话，那一个刹那就是跟佛是没有分别的，念念觉，念念佛，意思是说。念迷念迷念都是自己的心都是觉悟的，清清楚楚，跟对自己的自信是清清楚楚的，念念就是跟佛是相应，跟佛的觉悟是没有分别的。当然众生呢的习性不是觉的习性，是一直在迷，习性是迷众生的习性，意思是说，就算是有一个刹那，众生可以很清清楚楚觉悟到，那个自信是怎么一回事，很快我们就会又回去那个无明的习性，无明就是不清楚那个自信的是怎么一回事。意思是说我们又回去那个对立的想法，那个自我执着的习性，因为我们对我们自己一直执着的那些心态想法是就是非常执着，那个就是迷的意思。 So vowing to attain supreme Buddhahood is to vow to remember to cultivateand maintain this clarity of mind and catch ourselves out when we fall back into our habitual ignorance, moment after moment after moment. We will fail over and over and over and over again, but as Master Shen Yan said in Hoofprint of the Ox, What is important is the effort to keep making progress and never giving up.
所以当我们发这个愿，佛道无上誓愿成这个愿，就是要发愿，发愿每个当下都要记得，都要记得去提起这个明净的心，明净的心。看到我们又要回去我们自我执着分别心的这个习性，忘记了那个自我，这个自信的真实的面貌。我们每一个刹那，每一个刹那提起正念，提起这个明净的心，我们会一次再一次的失败，意思忘记，我们忘记了之后又记得，忘记了之后又记得，我们会一直是这样子修行。可是好像师父讲在寻游的主题里面的那个书里面讲了忘记或者失败不重要最重要就是我们一直一直还是努力不放弃，这个也是我们发这个愿，佛道无上誓愿成，怎么样把它实现的过程的一部分。
So again, this vow is about not becoming complacent and self-satisfied, feeling that, oh, I can just kind of ride on what I have accomplished in my practice. And indeed, one can live quite pleasantly, dwelling if one have mastered how to use a method to maintain a mind that is calm and settled, then one can feel that, oh, my life's pretty good. You know, I don't really give rise to much vexation, and, you know, it's pretty good. And can just kind of stay there and not really do much with one's practice, becoming self-satisfied. And that would be forgetting to vow to attain the Supreme Buddhahood. Think about it. If that's what Shifu did, then he would not have bothered to work so hard after he was 60 years old to establish Dhammadram Mountain. He could have just enjoyed his calm mind, his freedom from suffering. He didn't need to bother. Instead, he pushed himself further to make it possible to create Dhammadram Mountain, to create all this wonderful place of practice, in the process bringing along many practitioners who got given opportunity to deepen their practice in their own ways by participating in the process. That is the vow of a great bodhisattva that we all should learn from.
那刚才讲了我们发愿发这个大愿，佛道无上誓愿成，就是要记得我们修行的一段时间的时候，好像觉得身心安定了，不是很少烦少恼了，就觉得好像很舒服了，就好像就不需要再做什么事情了那如果是这样子的话，就是我们忘记了发这个大愿了，佛大无上誓愿成。如果是这样子，那师父就不用在60岁还要去这么辛苦成立法鼓山了，师父就可以，那这师父就很会修行了嘛，就我的心都很安定了，我都很少烦恼了，就这样子就好了。 那真成立法鼓山是很麻烦的嘛，要开会啊，筹募款啦、啊，好辛苦啦，很多菩萨都看到哈。可是，当因为师父发的是大愿，佛大无上誓愿成，所以这么辛苦、这么艰难的事情都要发愿去做，过程里面就让很多菩萨参与的菩萨有机会。也可以学习怎么发大愿，怎么样法门无量誓愿学，怎么烦恼无尽誓愿断，这样子是一个大菩萨发大愿的精神，是要我们好好的学习的。像阿弥陀佛 ，Thank you。